to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What season of life are you in? Please know today, this too will pass. Time changes. If you're weeping today, there will be joy later. If you're happy today, tomorrow may bring devastation. Hold fast to the promises of God. He has instilled in you a future and a hope that far outweighs your temporary troubles or setbacks. We all go through things. God created time and God created seasons. There is not a description that can accurately paint you a picture of who God is. We cannot simply confine him to a box. He is complex, too high for the human mind to fully comprehend. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He has uniquely designed you after his own image, so don't fret. As a believer, you know that there is not a season of life that you go through that he is not watching over you, caring for you, protecting you. He sees your thoughts from afar. So, my friend, if you find yourself today mourning and not dancing, giving up or giving in, weeping and not laughing, keep your chin up. There's a time for everything, as we see in this scripture, and a season for every activity under the heavens. The Lord is not surprised by it, and nor should we. Instead, hold fast. Trust your God, the Creator. Keep praying. Keep trucking. Go to sleep tonight as night falls. For the Lord your God is watching over you, and he will be there to greet you in the morning. Amen. Lord Jesus, help us not be confused. Every emotion of our being you created. It's okay to cry. It's okay to shout or be silent. Lord, I pray the listeners out there think clearly, not overly hard on themselves. Help them breathe and learn to take one day at a time. Help them find joy in the silence, wisdom in pain. Bring healing and restoration, body, mind, and soul. Help us to embrace the seasons that come along with full trust and dependence on you. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.